never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, kids. Now you get out there and remember, red means stop, green means go.
Take off your sweatshirts, pull up a chair, shut off the TV, and turn up the radio. And if you're in your cars, keep your eyes on the road. Okay? Keep your eyes on the road. We're broadcasting live from a special place tomorrow night. Although, we're there tonight, a day earlier than tomorrow night. We're at Hofstra University, broadcasting live, and that's where the presidential debate is going to be held next week. I was told not to talk about different things about the candidates. So I'll just say that the presidential debate is there tomorrow. Hillary has nice Nehru clothing, and Donald Trump has lovely orange hair. We'll mention recalls. You know, all you Lyft and Uber drivers, you're going to be out of work soon. We'll talk about that, even though there's a union demonstration planned by humans. Green taxi operators are very upset. We'll talk about that. The commissioner of the DOT found her car. Now, that's very important news, folks, because we told you about last week what happened to it. There'll be major changes in street fares. I'll mention a lot of the names of taxi drivers who were honored by the Taxi Limousine Commission throughout the show, and bike paths. But, you know, the first thing I wanted to talk about, and I will talk about, I think I'll talk about. Today, I took my 74 Cadillac Eldorado convertible to my first car show of the year. And it'll be the last because, you know, the weather's changing. Cruising for Kids Benefit Car Show. That was hosted by the Neighborhood Cruisers Car Club from Stony Point, New York. And what they do with all the money is they give the money to a local family that has a sick child and really needs the money. And in this case, all the money that was raised is going to be used for medical bills. So it was a great cause. It was a glorious day. Yeah. It was beautiful. My car won nothing. there were about 200 cars there. So he had about a 10% shot of winning something, and my car didn't win anything, even though it was one of the only cars there that is 100% original, with only 35,000 miles, so you guys missed a good thing. But let me tell you, the beautiful remodeled cars, oh God, when they rework those cars, it's really amazing. So that aside, here's a notice I just wanted to mention about credit unions in New York State. You know, there's now 5.3 million credit union members in New York State, and that's equal to, it's more than a quarter of the entire state population, okay? Here are some stats for you with credit unions. Between June 2015 and June 2016, first mortgages, they went up by more than 11% at New York credit unions.
Nice.
Home equity lines, New York credit unions increased by over 5%. New auto loans, well, loans for automobiles climbed by over 15%, okay, in that year, the last year. And personal savings in the first quarter alone of 2016, New York credit union IRAs grew by 1%. You know, if you check the rates, by the way, of credit unions, especially on IRAs, especially Melrose Credit Union, I think you'll be surprised at how much you're getting. You know, it's a joke of what some of the banks are giving, you know, point something as opposed to 1 or 2 point something. Anyway, this is the Taxi Dave Show, and in all transparency, we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. So, I got to tell you, let me start. There's a lot of serious stuff, and I'll give out the phone number soon, but there's nothing like getting started with a joke, okay? So, there was an elderly farmer in Florida, and he owned this large farm forever, and he had built this tremendous pond all the way in the back of his property. You know, he shaped it for a swimming pool, and he fixed it up beautifully. He put in picnic tables and horseshoe carts, some orange trees, pear trees, lime trees. And one evening, he decided to go down to the pond because he hadn't been there for a while. So he grabbed one of those big 5-gallon buckets, figured he'd bring back some pears and some apples and some limes. And as he got closer to the pond, he heard women's voices shouting and laughing. And then as he came closer, he saw that it was actually a bunch of young women skinny dipping in his pond. So he made the women aware of his presence, and they all swam to the deep end. And one of them shouted, "You know, we're not coming out until you leave." So the farmer thought for a minute, and he said, "You know, I didn't come down here to watch you ladies swim naked or make you get out of the pond naked." And the farmer held up the 5-gallon bucket, and he said, "I'm here to feed the alligator." Okay, our phone number here is 800-321-0710. For all you Uber and Lyft drivers, you know, you might as well drive a yellow cab because you're going to be out of work soon. You know, the app Lyft, the ride-hailing app Lyft, said most of its rides will be in self-driving cars within 5 years. And that was the president, John Zimmer of Lyft, who said that. He said that personal car ownership will come to an end in major cities in less than 10 years. He also said as technology improves, these cars will be able to drive themselves in more and more situations. Now, you may recall we had an attorney on who told us about the Pittsburgh pilot project for unmanned vehicles, autonomous vehicles. Well, last week, Uber began offering rides to a select group of customers in a pilot program in Pittsburgh. And as technology improves, Zimmer said, these cars will be able to drive themselves in more and more situations. So on one hand, you have Uber saying, you know, what's better than making 25 or 30% on these drivers? Hey, we don't need drivers. We'll make 100%. And interestingly enough, there was an article by Coral Lewis who stated that nearly 14,000 Uber and Lyft drivers, they plan to rally at the Taxi Limousine Commission to demand a formal vote on unionization. I don't know what the TLC has to do with unionization, but as a condition of the agreement to form the guild, okay, the Machinist Union promised not to try to formally unionize Uber drivers for 5 years. Now, Uber maintains its drivers are independent contractors, not employees, and therefore they do not have the right to unionize, you know, even though there was recent legislation in Seattle that affirmed their right to do so. Just to let you know, the Amalgamated Transit Union represents 190,000 bus drivers, subway ferry operators, school bus drivers, mechanics, maintenance workers, and everything. They're going to be down at the TLC on Tuesday at 11 a.m., so that's going to be interesting. Nothing like joining a union when you're not going to have a job soon. I love it. Our email address is taxihail@aol.com. I did want to read a couple of emails that came in last week in the 12th hour. My computer actually went down. So this is from Ruth. She wants you to know that for accessible taxi owners, please keep checking your chosen checking account to see if your TIF payment has been deposited. You will not receive a physical check. It will be directly deposited into the account you listed on your TIF application. And I'll tell you something funny, folks. There's been some guy coming into the office every 2 weeks for the last 3 months. Where's my $14,000 check? For those of you who don't know, if you buy an accessible taxi, the city of New York will send you $14,000, providing you fill out the proper application. And he's been coming in every 2 weeks. Well, he came in and he started screaming. I told him to calm down. I said, go to your bank and look in your checking account. Guess what? 3 months ago, $14,000 was deposited into his checking account. He didn't even know. I would know if $14,000 was deposited in my checking account, and I think everybody within the sound of my voice would know as well. Okay. So, you have any feelings on this autonomous car and this Uber thing? Also, just to let you know, another thing I want to discuss today, there was an article, how do you like that, by Matthew Flam. And the title is, Facing Uber and Accessibility Hurdles, Green Taxi Operators Are Seeing Red. So they start with a gentleman by the name of Sergio Sanchez. In June of 2013, he was a young livery cab driver, but he saw his chance for the American dream. That's when Bloomberg brought the street hail service into the outer boroughs. Okay, only livery drivers could buy the permits at the time to pick up street hails in the outer boroughs. So Sanchez said, you know, I want to start my own fleet. I told my dad we should acquire as many as possible. And over the next year, Sanchez became the green taxi king. He started with 5 permits that he purchased for $2,700. He built a fleet of 45 green cars. Those are SHLs, mostly wheelchair-accessible cars. Okay? What you also should know about Mr. Sanchez is he borrowed $56,000 from Ford Motor Credit, $42,000 from M&T Bank, $64,000 from private lenders to acquire 2 Transit Connects and 3 Siennas. He borrowed $16,000 on his uncle's credit card, maxed out 4 of his own credit cards, used $13,000 from his father's savings, okay? He underestimated how hard it would be to attract drivers to these accessible green cabs. He even put up flyers in gas stations and everywhere where, you know, drivers gathered, and he got his vehicles on the road. This past January, all of Sanchez's cars have been repossessed, and to support his wife and young daughter, he began driving a green accessible cab. In August, Sanchez switched to driving a yellow cab. My problem was I kept believing in the business too long, he said, I felt that as long as I can keep this running, eventually the TLC will turn it around. You know, not very different than what happened to medallion owners who partnered with New York City for decades buying medallions from the city initially and at auctions. They're your partner. You're going to be the only guys to pick up street hails. And then something called Uber happened. Who's going to fire all their drivers once they have autonomous cars anyway? So, Nancy Soria, who's been on the show more than once, you know, her comment was, we're trying to hold on as far as the green cars go. She's the vice president of Green Taxis of New York, and she was one of the first green taxi drivers to hit the road, you know. She says, who knows what will happen in 2019? That's when the permits that were just renewed, like hers, will be up for renewal again. So we'll see what happens. Now, she feels that the city betrayed green cab drivers by not limiting Uber's expansion. They argue that they paid for the exclusive right to street hail, and e-hails are essentially the same. So, Matt Dawes had comments on it. We've had him on the show. He's the former TLC chairman. The lack of workable wheelchair-accessible plan, Uber's predatory growth, and higher permit fees have all contributed to the stunted growth of this new industry, talking about the SHLs. He also said for $1,500 a permit, even though the fee was waived for accessibles, the drivers could offer meter trips while accepting dispatch rides. They just had to avoid pickups in the yellow zone in Manhattan below 110th Street and 96th Street. The first 6,000 permits, folks, sold out in months. Okay, and the number of average daily trips by these green cars, they grew quickly. It was a thriving business. Now, borough taxis, green cars, SHLs, whatever you want to call them, the trend is going in reverse. Trips have fallen every month in 2016. In July, they were down 14%. So the TLC was authorized to sell 18,000 green permits. They've sold fewer than 300 since June, and just over 8,000 in all. 22% have been either suspended, revoked, or surrendered. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Let's take our first caller. Clem, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Listen, that was a good joke. Anyway.
Yeah. What do you think about the serious stuff after it?
The secret to a good joke is to keep it short. And that was a short joke. It was good. Now,
well, you hear that? So, okay. Thank you. I got my 15 minutes of joke stardom.
Okay, here's a story about Uber. My son-in-law, he drives a medallion cab. A guy in his building told him he got tricked by Uber. I said one time on your program, Uber has more commercials for hiring drivers they put for up than any other business in the world, which is proof that it's a con job offering. The drivers come back to drive medallion cabs or green cars or car services. Now, they give some bait, these Uber commercials, to sucker the drivers in. But the end of the commercial, that's the con job part. It's up to terms, special terms, in order to get the bait. Terms and conditions, that's what they say. Now, this guy, he told my son-in-law that in the beginning he got some jobs. He says that three phrases, the second phrase he got less jobs, the third phrase, he's lucky if he got one job in 3 hours. So he couldn't keep the conditions, so he went back to driving a green cab. Now, other drivers, they left the medallions cabs, and they got sucked in by Uber also. More and more commercials because it's hard to keep drivers. That's it. Terms and conditions apply. That's the bait. Isn't it interesting? They don't read the terms and conditions on their commercials. Ha, ha, ha. Get it? So I just wanted to say that.
Well, maybe the Attorney General should look into that. That sounds like false advertising to me.
That's a good idea. You're right. And I think it's a disgrace what this Traffic Commission has been doing. Old ladies, old people, they want to go down 33rd Street because they have luggage. And they turned it into a play street or something like that, right next to the train
station. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. You know, I used to park there, and I'd give out newspapers. You know, a lot of cab drivers have seen me there. Some people feel sorry for me. Oh, Mr. Pollock, you're handing out newspapers. Oh, you poor guy. But there's nothing like being in the center of the universe, standing in front of Penn Station as cabs come by, giving them newspapers. I have no place to park now. There was an NYP parking stand there. There's no place to park. Okay, and you go to 31st Street, it takes you 20 minutes to go one block. It's ridiculous. Okay, the city is just turning into, I don't know what it's turning into, but it's certainly not vehicle, becoming less and less vehicle friendly and more bike friendly. You know, let's see how good you are when you want to take a bicycle to JFK Airport.
It's very Clem. Good. Very, very good.
Clem, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I appreciate it. Here's an email from Sardar Jaman. Dear sir, oh, very formal. I'm a New York City yellow taxi driver. We're not allowed LaGuardia short-haul tickets in JFK or JFK short-haul tickets at LaGuardia. So my request is this. If we are allowed to use short-haul tickets at either airport, it will save a lot of time and the drivers will make more money. Thanks. Well, Sardar Jaman, thank you for emailing the Taxi Dave Show. I really appreciate it. You know, what you say makes total sense. Absolutely total sense. Because if you do get a shorty at JFK in Queens, I mean, I've experienced it taking an hour to get back to JFK, okay, from another location in Queens. You could lose that shorty ticket. You may drop off right near LaGuardia Airport. Or if you get a shorty from LaGuardia, you may be dropping off near Kennedy Airport. So it makes sense to be able to use the shorty tickets at both airports. And they are, should be interchangeable. You're right. So because it's logical, it'll never happen. Okay?
Oh.
Bureaucracy in New York City, it'll never happen. No matter what agency it is, if it's logical, usually it doesn't make sense to them. If it makes sense to us, oh, no. It can't, there's got to be something wrong with that. You know, but it actually is a good point. It really is. Let's take another caller. Bob, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, Dave? Welcome to Long Island.
Oh, thank you so much. I love Hofstra University.
Yeah, okay. I'm about 15 miles north of you.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, well, get back to a little history lesson in here. This is the autonomous driving thing. It's nothing new, per se. Remember, they were doing a taxi, the Grand Central Shuttle. They were running that thing, one man or no man, thing back in the 60s.
No, I don't.
No, they were doing that. They're running it. They're trying to run a driverless subway train.
Well, there's only one. There's only two people on each train anyway who work: the engineer and the conductor. What are you talking about?
But the thing is, of course, they did that better on the Victoria Line in London and a few other places. They have one-man operations. However, to get back to the thing, a lot of these ideas that they've got for autonomous cars are great, except when the power fails. And nobody seems to think of that and what's going to be the emergency problems if something goes wrong.
If something goes wrong with the vehicle?
Right.
Well, you know what? That makes sense. That's logical. They shouldn't have autonomous cars because what happens if they break down?
Right.
So you know what? They're going to have autonomous cars.
Now that makes sense.
Well, the thing is, you think about the engineering problems, which I know the financiers don't consider engineering. So that's all they care about.
Financiers.
What?
You know, they have to come up with something really soon. And the autonomous cars, that's just a decoy. See, don't you know what's happening here?
No, I know.
Uber has a flawed business model. They are giving so many subsidies to so many drivers in so many cities that they're going broke. They're losing hundreds of millions of dollars each year. But, you know, Wall Street's throwing money at them. The Saudis are throwing money at them. Oh, yes, great idea. Oh, look at this. Look how many people use it. They're only showing the upside. They're not showing the downside. If they don't do something soon, okay, they're not going to be around.
I know.
And you know, and what's one of the things they can do? Well, let's dump the drivers, you know, let's say we're going to dump the drivers, and let's get these autonomous cars. Hopefully you're right, and they won't work, but I have a strange feeling they're going to work. The hybrids, there were all kinds of problems with them
the first couple of years, but
they were shoved down our throats. And everyone, with all the gasoline they saved the first 2 years, then they all needed new hybrid systems and had to spend $5,000-$6,000. They didn't want all the savings.
Yeah, well, we've got the engineering problems in here. Anybody can think about it, but the problem is, again, financiers don't think engineering, and they're going to be foisted by their own petard in the long run. We're going to see some interesting times coming up.
Okay, interesting times from Bob in Long Island, 15 miles north of Hofstra University, where we're broadcasting from live. Yes, we were checked, double checked, under checked, over checked. But we don't take checks, and so we're all clean, we're cleared, we're safe, and we have to get out of here right after the show with all our equipment. So we will. Here's an email from last week. I was really upset because I saw four kids on bicycles in the left lane of the Harlem River Drive. They were going north. I mean, cars are going 55, 60 miles an hour, even though the speed limit's 40. The cars are going 55 and 60 miles an hour. And these kids are in the left lane, and not on the side, in the middle of the lane. So this is from Frank. You just spoke about four kids on bikes on the Harlem River Drive one night around midnight. I pay attention, and I saw a young boy about 10 years old on a skateboard on the Van Wyck Expressway where it turns north into the Grand Central Parkway. For 10 minutes, I was calling the police and talking to them about it in vain. Also, we want to say get well soon to Karen Myers. We understand she's under the weather. Okay. Let's see. Let's take David. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay.
I wanted to just compare the desire to, you know, destroy the basic job of driving a cab in New York City to the fact that New York City won't allow Walmart here, you know? And why is that? Because it would destroy so many jobs. It would undercut so many necessary jobs. So are they really just going to let these maniacs just, you know, put everybody out of work so that they can make some more money?
Walmart is not in New York City, as you stated, David, because they want the city of New York. All the politicians are saying, we are here to help the small guy. We are here to help the small businessman. We are not going to let a major corporation, you know, take over thousands of small businesses. I put small businesses out of work and thousands of jobs in jeopardy. What we're going to do is we're going to say no Walmart in New York City. And the analogy is Walmart to Uber and the small businesses being the yellow taxi medallion owners and drivers.
Exactly.
There should be no difference. Okay? The city council knows how much money was given to New York City, the hundreds of millions of dollars from auctioning off yellow taxi cabs, and still over $1 billion, you know, dollars sitting there in medallions. If the value ever comes back to where it was. And I don't understand it either. You know, as in the article I read from Matthew Flam, you know, Nancy from the Green Cars. Let me just get the name of it. Yeah, the Green Taxis of New York. Okay, Nancy Soria. She's going through the same thing that yellow cab drivers and yellow cab medallion owners are going through. Yellow medallion owners are small businesses. We bought our business from New York City. We partnered with New York City. But for some reason, because some politicians are afraid that there's going to be commercials on the air anti them, or their constituents are going to get postcards saying, don't vote for Joe, you know, vote for somebody else, in some cases they turned a blind eye. You know, there have been things that have been positive, but when you have uncontrollable growth, like a Walmart throughout the country, and or like an Uber in New York City, it's bound to hurt other businesses. And the rules still haven't caught up in total with the yellow taxi industries and the green cars. I mean, that article about accessibility.
Yep.
I mean, let's face it. Here you have a young Latino kid who said, this is going to be the future. I have my chance to build a fleet. And he bought 45 of these permits, mostly accessible, and he was running them. Drivers left to go to Uber. Sound familiar, David?
Terrible story.
Yeah.
And you know what? You said that it would harm small businesses, but really, the reason they're not going to let it here is because it would decimate small businesses. They can't compete. There's no way to compete with it. If you're going to pay a human being to drive a car, you know, and the price reflects that, there's no way to compete with a car that there's no human getting a dollar. You know what I mean? So that's why I think it's the same thing.
David, I want to thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Our lines are open, and after our commercial break, I will pick up your phone calls, okay? Still have some recalls. Our phone number again, 800-321-0710. TaxiHail@AOL.com. Okay, we're broadcasting from Hofstra University, where the debate is going to be tomorrow. Since I can't talk about the candidates, their clothes and their hair are very nice, aren't they? Yeah, but their political views, well, you draw your own conclusions. Every other show talks about political views on this station. Mine might not be the same, but in any event, and we have to bring you that very important news about the commissioner of the DOT finding a car. So stay tuned for more on the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here.
this away.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Giffen has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
A penny in the by and by. Talk about your penny and talk about your ills. One man gathers what another man spills.
That seems to be the taxi industry today, folks. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Recalls. You have a Hyundai? Hyundai's recalling 41,000 2016 Tucson vehicles. High temperatures may cause the vehicle to not move if the accelerator pedal is pressed. That could be a problem. The recall is expected to begin on October 28th. So you hear that? You press on the gas and nothing happens. That could be a problem if you need to move past a truck, if you're accelerating onto the highway, or if you're taking someone to a doctor's appointment. Also, 580,455 Mazdas. They were calling 2010 to 2013 Mazda 3s, Mazda 3 speeds, Mazda 5 vehicles, CX-3s, and 2013 to 2016 CX-5 vehicles. The liftgate support struts corrode, causing the struts to break or the liftgate to drop unexpectedly, like on your head or on your children's fingers. Okay? And the parts are not currently available. Mazda will send interim notifications to owners beginning November 1st. So there you have it, folks. 621,000 recalls on the Taxi Dave Show. before we get on with our callers, real quick, last week I reported that the Transportation Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation, Polly Trottenberg, she had a car towed by the city of New York, and she blamed the local TV crew, okay, that was filming something. Well, guess what? As it turns out, As it turns out, the car was parked in front of somebody's driveway in Brooklyn on St. John's Place, okay? And she said it was rightfully towed, the commissioner admitted. So she found her car where every other car that's towed is found, in the pound. Every other car that's parked illegally. So don't blame others. Blame yourself when you're wrong, right?
Yes,
good. Glad to hear that. Let's take our next caller. Nancy, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. Good evening.
Is this the famous Nancy who was in that article I was just talking about, Nancy Sordia?
Yes. Thanks for the famous.
Wow. Vice President of the Green Taxis of New York. So tell me, I mean, this article is probably going to be in print next week. It just came out. Are things as bad in the green taxi industry as this article's portraying?
Yes, it is, Dave. That's the sad reality. We talk about, thanks to Matthew Flam, who put so much effort in there, we've been working on the article for the past 2 months, and it's the harsh reality. It's what's going on, and everything is truth there. We're in pain. We're hurting.
So let me just read an email with reference to that. Wait a second. I saw it here a minute ago. Oh, there it is. Yet another casualty of New York City and the Taxi and Limousine Commission completely turning their backs on innocent, hard-working people. Now, that's from the John Q. Public, folks, within the sound of my voice. They hear this, and they say it's unfair. Has it been unfair to you?
Yes, it has, David. Very unfair. We feel that it seems like all it's straightforward, like, to give, it's, everything's good, like, for Uber companies like that, but it feels like the walls are closing up on regulated industries like yellow and green, and I feel yellow are more sustainable. Obviously, they've been around for so long. They're stronger, more powerful. They have more people, you know, dominating and representing them, but we're just like the babies that were born 3 years ago, and we're revenue. We're owner-drivers, like you said, just men and women who do this for a living, and we're taking a big, big, tough hit over this. And what I told Taxi Limousine Commission 2 weeks ago was that Uber, I think, I don't know if you talked about it, Uber got rid of the Uber T option on their app.
Now, what is the Uber T option?
Uber T was the option at the end of the app where people select. They were sort of the middleman for a passenger to pick up a meter cab instead of, you know, trying to hail it on the street. Well, they would give Uber $2 and Uber will connect you with a yellow or green cab so you can work on the meter. They decided to go away with that and decided, well, we're not going to do Uber T anymore. Now we're going to be on Uber X. And obviously, they didn't have Uber X. It's just dispatching calls to green cabs. But they're taking, when you do the numbers, they take 36% off what green cabs make with them.
36%?
36%. All the math, all the numbers, everything I've done, were all the drivers who did it, plenty of them. And when you do all the numbers and the trips, how they've been paid out, it's 36%.
Sounds like Bloomberg bully politics is back in action here. And this is allowed? How is this allowed? You know, how is this allowed?
This is a good question. I did, the first week when I started hearing all the drivers really angry about 36% and trips that you would travel, like Washington Heights to 23rd Street, where on a meter cab would be like $27 to $30, they're getting finally paid out only $13 and $14. So when you see this drastic change in income, and you know that on your meter, you're going to be paid fairly, and then these people giving you $14, $15 for such a long ride, you're wondering, look, this is not what they're saying. So what I did, I told TLC, I gave them all the complaints, and I said, listen, why is it that Uber, if you're letting Uber work with green cabs, okay, green cabs are part livery. They can be dispatched through an app or a base. But why do you let them take 36%? It seemed like they kind of overplayed my question. They answered in a different way. And then I reminded them that there must be a way where they can regulate this. I said, because if you can regulate TPEP and LPEP providers and say, hey, CMT Verifone, you can't take more than 5% off driver's earnings, how you cannot regulate people like this? So everything's like really weird, David.
Yeah, it is really weird. It's funny. When you have a $60 billion company that doesn't have one of their own accessible cabs, yet you have a guy like Sergio Sanchez, who a young man who wanted to start his fleet, help the city, help the disabled, purchase 45, went into debt, had his family go into debt just to be slapped around, you know, and, you know, without any help and let the monster grow, you know, let the octopus grow more tentacles and, you know. Unjust, is that
and
what
more
you
greedy.
Said? Unjust is right.
Yes, it's just really bad what's going on, and I gave them those complaints. Then I don't know if they looked into it or not. I really
so what would you like to see
really
happen?
Cared about it.
Nancy, what would
I'm
you
sorry?
Like to see happen? What would you like to see happen?
I would like Uber to have regulations. Like, it seems to me like Uber, like you said, grew and grew outrageously, like grew tentacles in a way. And it seems to me like they disregard every single regulation. By my information, all Uber bases are affiliated with black cars. And obviously, green cabs are not black cabs. Green cabs are on the delivery fund, right? They're livery. They're supposed to be affiliated with bases, livery bases. But Uber only has one livery base on the list. But then again, it's really funny how that Uber livery base doesn't have a green cab endorsement, supposedly. So how do you dispatch a green cab from the Uber app if your own livery base doesn't have the green cab endorsement? It seems to me like they can break all the rules. And TLC has eyes closed, and they're breaking all the rules, doing whatever they want, and they're turning heads. And any other industry member, any other part does something, they'll be harsh on them. And
Jim
I think
Weissman.
It's very unfair.
Jim Weissman, who's the chief executive of United Spinal, you know, he was in the article too. You know, and they say disability activists who fought for the wheelchair mandates and have criticized Uber say accessible green cabs have great potential for paratransit. You know, and he says specifically, Jim, who's been on the show, like I said, they can undersell AccessoRide and undersell Medicaid ambulettes. Now, the truth is, and somebody's going to steal that business, the truth is that business costs New York State hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And in New York City, if they can transfer some of the AccessoRide business from AccessoRide to the green and yellow accessible vehicles, I mean, then there's some money to be made. The city would be saving money. The disabled community would be serviced, and it makes sense. It's logical. And you know what I said? If it's logical and it makes sense, it's not going to happen! Ridiculous.
Yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
Ridiculous.
Right on point, David.
Okay, so thank you. I appreciate you calling into the Taxi Dave Show, Nancy, and we hope to see you
thanks,
soon.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. We keep in touch. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Some of the city's safest drivers in all the years they've been driving, never got a ticket, never had an accident. Erman Ali, Hardeep Singh, Anatoly Shimanov, how's that? Joseph Domino, there we go. Mamadou Diallo, that name, oh boy. Mang Man, yes, that's a name. And I'll name some others a little later in the show. Let's take our next caller. Mike, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Mike. Great show.
Thanks. I'm Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave. Okay. Here, I am Uber driver. And listen, Uber is cancer to the industry. And we have to do something. Nobody likes Uber, not even the people who drive for Uber. It has to be regular. You know, they even advertising they are 15% cheaper than the yellow cab. That's disgusting. You know, since I figured out, I'm recently joined Uber, but since I figured this out, they are really squeezing everybody. Of course, clients are smart, you know, and they are the only one who have benefits. But they are squeezing us. This is not right. Nobody benefits. They should be regulated. We have to do something. And as I said, even Uber drivers going to support some regulations. They, you know, this cannot be. Look, many cities, they don't allow Uber. In Europe,
are you making a living driving for Uber?
No, because, you know, like, I gave up on Uber. I got a car, and I started driving in the beginning, you know, just to get this $1,000 bonus. But I figured out that this is not. And then Juno.
What
Juno
did you think
better.
You were going to make, and what did you end up making?
Well, they guaranteed $1,500 a week, which is okay. And you can make it, you know, by working 50 hours. But it's really. It's not fair the way they're charging and this Uber X thing, you know, like $2, $5. It's disgusting. As I said, it's cheaper than yellow cab, and it shouldn't be like that. Other people should be allowed to make a living. They are destroying industry. They are cancer to the industry. They need to be stopped and regulated somehow. And you have a full support of even Uber drivers don't like Uber. And as I said, Juno is much better. And listen to this. I start driving for Juno, and people, when they come in, I ask them, why did you choose Juno over Uber? They said, because it's better for drivers.
Really?
People, yeah. People
well, then
come
they should
in.
Love the yellow taxis.
Well,
hey,
you
listen,
know.
Mike,
well,
listen, yeah. Thank you for making your points. You sound like a passionate guy. You've tried Uber. You're now with Juno. Did you ever drive a yellow cab?
No, I didn't. But I have so many friends doing it.
Oh, you have many friends doing it. There you go. So yeah. There you go. It's still the American stepping stone for money.
We are all in the same business, and we have to support each other, and we need to regulate Uber, and we need to do something and be on top of it. I know it's a free market, but they cannot just destroy the whole industry.
Thanks a lot, Mike, for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I do appreciate it. Okay. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Also like to congratulate Yumaine Chow and Howard Kugelman. Oh, yeah, he won the Legacy Award. He and his father, actually. He drove for 38 years. His father drove for like 60 years or something. Howard Kugelman, Adnan Ali, congratulations to you guys. Ranjit Sarkar, Sukhvir Singh Bisla, and Mohammed Hoke. Congratulations to all you guys. What could I say? We'll take a break, and then I'll try to read some more of your emails, try to take some more of your calls. Okay, you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Hofstra University, thanks for letting us broadcast the night before the big debate. Okay, and Taxi Dave will be right back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
What do you want me to do?
Taxi Dave Show is back. Sunday night, this is the place to be, WOR 710. Here's a nice email. Dear Taxi Dave, I was on the corner of 33rd Street and 2nd Avenue. I saw a woman trying to hail a cab. She had a brace on her foot, and I think she just came out of NYU Hospital. I was watching her for a while, and then I volunteered and said, would you like me to help you get a cab? She said, yes, please. So I helped her hail a cab, and I could hear her say as she got into the cab driver, I can't believe what just happened. Someone actually helped me get a cab. That's from Mike Simon. Good job, Mike. Keep up the good work. Okay, I've seen it with my own eyes, Taxi Dave. People are paying twice as much for a black car because they can't find a cab. I've seen it so many times on the street. People look for a cab. If they can't find one within a few moments, they go to their phone and they look to e-hail a black car for twice the price. Wonderful. Great. Talking about the shorties. Hey, Dave, remember the dispatch medallion taxi program at Main Street and Flushing at the taxi stand? Shorty tickets were given to drivers that worked. Drivers who went to the stand got shorty tickets that were good at both airports. And I helped to do it. That was Abe. I guess if the TLC today was cooperative, they could do the same for all shorty tickets. Well, there you go. So that was a good deal, wasn't it? And hopefully we can bring it back. Please ask the DOT to bring back signs that say 1 hour relief at the corner of 23rd Street and 6th Avenue. There, about 2 months ago, they fixed the sidewalk. They removed it, forgot to bring it back. And now all taxi drivers are forced to urinate different ways, I guess I'll just say. All the city is full of yellow bottles, and that's from A.H. We announced last week that the taxi stand on 18th Street and 6th Avenue and 23rd Street and 6th Avenue, both on the southwest corners, are gone. Now, I didn't realize why one was gone. It was for construction, so they should put it back. DOT, if you're listening, now that you find your car, you know, drivers need a place to stop. Okay, you're so worried about driver fatigue. If they had a place to park, they could relieve themselves and they could take an hour break for lunch. So they weren't so fatigued. Put up more taxi stands, damn it.
I agree.
What the heck's the matter with you? Who, me? No, you. Okay. And let me just give some honorable mentions here. Paul Lambert. Honored by the Taxi and Limousine Commission. No summonses, no accidents. Parminder Singh, same thing. Nayamat Ali. We have Nadeem Mukhar. And list goes on and on. Ujjal Singh. William Drovulakis. No accidents, no summonses. All the time driving. Darman Powell. Okay. Hector Perez. Hilal Ahmed, you lie, H-U-E, last name is L-Y, real name. So congratulations to all you folks. I figured I'd mention it and give you a shout-out on the radio show. You know, we broadcast last week from the Battery Garden Hotel, Battery Garden Restaurant down in Lower Manhattan, and I just have to bring it up again. If anyone asks you where's a good place to eat, tourists, residents, special occasions, okay, go to the Battery Garden. You will not be sorry. I guarantee you. And if you happen to see the owner and you mention Taxi Dave, you may be in for a surprise. But just mention the Taxi Dave show. That's where you heard about it. The Battery Garden. It's the most beautiful view in all of New York City. The food is 5-star. It's just, the service is impeccable. It's everything you wanted. And there are a lot of weddings and stuff going on there. So we have less than a minute left. And I just want to thank all you listeners for making us the number one Sunday evening show in the tri-state area, okay? Sunday nights, number one as a talker. It's unprecedented. We know there's a lot of people listening. Everywhere I go when I speak to people, they listen to WOR. Some people know my voice. Some people listen to the show. Autonomous cars, folks, you know, helping small businesses, helping the drivers, helping the small businesses in New York City, you know, I bleed yellow, folks. I'm here for you. Call the show. In the meantime, I gotta go now. Hey, taxi, get me back from Long Island. And folks, don't drink and drive.
Moving in the sound of rockets.